Hey, this is Ryan with Podcast 3, and one of the incidents that occurred while I was volunteering at the Rotary Club was I was playing pool with some of the other kids, and we were just having fun, and then this girl comes up, and I'm about to take a shot, and she's like, "Don't miss." I'm like, "Well, okay." And I was trying to be funny about it, but she was serious, and I was kind of offended at first, but I didn't roll my eyes, didn't say anything. I was just like, "All right." And so I made the shot, and I made it. She was like, "Huh?" Like, I don't know, like I'd still lost or something. And I just found her behavior really, really offensive, but nobody else really thought. So I guess that's how she is. So, and that happened probably the second week into my volunteering, and it was downstairs in the game area. And, like, everybody down there is trying to have fun, you know? And so for her to come up and do that was kind of pretty ruthless when you think about it. But my role in the incident was basically I was the victim there, so I thought that was kind of funny, being victimized by a little girl. But as far as emphasis on listening to and speaking for others, I think the situation was better by me just listening and not really reacting to anything. And as far as speaking for others, I was just doing my part in speaking for the people who are above, you know, name-calling or just teasing or just being a mean person. Like, I think it was a good role-modeling experience for her, but she probably didn't get it too well, but whatever. My understanding of the incident at the time was, I was like, wow, this girl's really, really mean, but now I understand that that's probably the only way that she gets talked to at home, or her parents talk to each other that way. I mean, so you can't really blame her for the influences of other people on her. So, I mean, it's just kind of a sad story, and I feel sorry for her, rather than being angry at her. So I have a different perspective now after thinking about it. As far as my response to the incident, I don't really think there's much I can do. I mean, because there was a parent that even came in and started yelling at their kid right in the middle of the boys and girls club, like seriously yelling, like they were about to start beating their kid right there. And so, I mean, my role is not really to do anything. That's up to Sheely and the others who work there, because I can have input and say, "Hey, I think you need to look into this," and then they'll say, "Yeah, we've already been checking on it." But I really don't know that her behavior is something that's like really threatening, or we could get child services involved because her parents, you know, are mean to each other or her. And so given this incident, there's not really a lot I can do. But I've learned that as a volunteer, I'm kind of pretty much powerless in terms of the situation that's going on at the Boys and Girls Club. So, I mean, I can, to some extent, influence them in a more positive way, like by not reacting, or by just trying to shrug it off with humor. So, my theme message, overall underlying theme of this story, is watch out for little girls when you're playing pool. Seriously, they'll hurt you. Just don't let it show. Just don't let it. Be strong. Be strong, gentry. Be strong. Okay. I'm done. Bye.